Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us as we celebrate another show on International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Letitia Peters. Today we have another sunny show as we continue to celebrate International Repentance, Confession, Forgiveness and Reconciliation Week, which God told me to start in 2012. But instead of just doing it, we are doing it for a month. Excuse me. Good morning. So, it is International Repentance, Confession, Forgiveness and Reconciliation Month, which usually I start on the 21st, but God told me to start on the 24th. And today, Relation the Church, its leaders, its members, and staff, as well as the head of the church. His name is Yeshua Jesus. Because many people have forgotten that Yeshua is still head of the church. And that is why he sends his servants, his anointed prophets, prophetess, served to the church to clean out from the inside and outside. Because right now, the church needs to be cleaned up. It's time for the church to repent, confess, forgive, and even reconcile with God and others. Time for the church to manifest the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The truth should set the church free so that people can experience miracles, signs, and wonders, leaders. It's time for the church to reorganize. Why? are there 42,000, 43,000 Christian denominations worldwide, when there was only one, Jesus, Yeshua. And yesterday, we concentrated on you, because change cannot take place in the church without you, but there has to be a transformation in you in order for the church to have a transformation. So we are doing a building block here. That's many people are not being told the whole truth, even with Christmas, which many people celebrated today. Many people, really, it was not Yeshua's birthday, Jesus' birthday. His birthday is earlier in September, October time frame. During the Feast of Tabernacle, which is listed in Leviticus 23. Which is one of the Lord's feasts. We celebrate the Sabbath and Pentecost, but what about the other Lord's feasts? They are not just for the Jewish. Go read Leviticus 23. Because next year we do not want you to miss your blessing. We want you to experience all that God has for you. We want you to have the abundant life that God says that He will give to you. John 10:10. And we are so sorry that there have been members of the church who have abused their power and done ungodly things to children, as well as adults, totally unacceptable, and it does not belong in God's church. And if these things are happening, we need to pray for these people. In many cases, remove them or no longer go to that particular church. How many of the church leaders will actually pray? Prayer number one, the saints, believers' commitment prayer, which God had me develop at www.manifesttruth.com/prayer-1.html. How many of them will recommit their lives to God? There's a lot of pride. There's a lot of, you know, anger in the church, which does not belong in the church. And it is also a sin to know to do good and not do it. And that is also happening in the church. Who have walked away from the church Please give the church another chance. Because we want to, we do not want you to perish. We want you to experience eternal life with Yeshua. We want to expand the supernatural power of the Word of God, which many people have never experienced. Many people have never heard the Word of God. His voice, His commanding voice, not inside, but even just outside, the audible voice of God. Or receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or know how to change the atmosphere when you pray, so that God can be manifested, so that people can experience miracles, signs, and wonders. It's time for the church to obey the Word of God. His commandments. And no longer concentrate on this area, not that area, purposely. Power, because we are going up against the thief and his devils. And many people are losing not only the battle, but also the war, because they have not been provided the spiritual tools, the spiritual weapons to help them defeat their enemy. Why? Working alongside God at every level to defeat evil. We can no longer be part-time, no time, half-time saints or believers. We need to become full-time and overtime saints and believers until Yeshua comes. One day I was watching Ted Roth's show, It's Supernatural, and an evangelist was telling the story of how he became an evangelist and how his mother died when he was a small boy. Because he knew God was almighty, powerful, and that God could have saved his mother. But she still had a conversation with God. And he said, God, you are almighty God. You could do anything. Why didn't you save my mother from dying? And God spoke to him and said, because the church did not teach the word of God to save your mother. The church did not teach the word of God to save your mother. To save your loved one. And that was years ago, decades ago. And nothing has changed. More and more people are dying exponentially. What God has shown me, I want to teach you, give you the spiritual weapons to use to defeat the enemy at every level. To put on your whole armor of God every day. To protect you just the while, set it up. Make sure that you are not possessed. Make sure that you do not have any sickness or disease. God is not a dictator. He gives you free will. But we need to make sure that your free will is not being hindered by the enemy. So that's why we've been praying for those so that you can experience take out the blindness off your eyes and ears so you can hear God, the voice of God. We recently have a little boy who went to see Santa Claus, and he told Santa Claus in the store that he didn't want any toys. He just wanted his dad to be well so that he did not pain on Christmas Day. And that he would be home. I don't know what has happened to their story, but I will do a follow-up because I would be interceding for that little boy's prayer and supplication so that God can. There is a fight up in the heavenlies, just like with Daniel. When he started praying and fasting for 21 days. And the archangel Michael said, there has been a fight up in the heavenlies for 21 days. God heard his prayer request the first day. But there was a delay because of what I did was to intercede based on my knowledge to find those powers of those spirits so that that little boy's prayers, everyone who's praying with them, that their prayers can be answered now. That will become a so-called Christmas miracle, as well as another woman who had a heart attack. Church has been saying, the church leaders, I should say, have been telling its members to just pray, pray, pray. There's more than prayer. Prayer is just one spiritual weapon. Some devils do not come out except by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. And I rarely have heard any church leader tell its members to do prayer and fasting on your situation, because some devils do not come out except by prayer and fasting. And why isn't the church giving people that power, those scriptures, and telling them that you need to pray and fast? And then I add another one sound in the shofar. That is what Esther did. And then taking action. So I think the most powerful spiritual weapons are prayer, fasting, sounding or blowing the shofar, and taking positive action. And right now, most people have been at prayer, and they are not having successes because some of the devils cannot come out except by prayer and fasting. God has had me live a prayer and fasted life. Never prayed and fasted for so many people, especially in my family, because the enemy will retaliate against you. Especially if you have an anointing or calling on your life. And I've learned over the years how to use the word of God to protect them and protect me. That there is a fight. And the fight is for my soul, which is your most important commodity. It's priceless. Commodity, your soul. So I want people to know it's time to hold the church accountable. It's time to reclaim the church back to God. And that is something we, body of Christ, must do. Seventeen symbolized, and we want to have victory in every area of our lives before 2018 starts. So I ask you, go back and ask your church leaders, are they teaching the word of God that can save the loved one? Isn't true about the power of prayer, fasting, and sounding the shofar? Pray for them. That's what we should do. Knowing in the Bible, I can recall someone saying, well, I need to see what the Holy Ghost tells me. God gives us a mind to use. And when you start going to Him about things that should be so obvious, so many Thanks. That too, God, grace, mercy, and blessings that me and my loved ones make it through. And I want you to expand same grace and mercy and bless you and your loved ones can make it through. It will be a battle. That's why it's time for those who are anointed to come forth and unite now, because there will be a battle. We're ready to join forces, and we need more warriors. We need more people interceding for people, raising people from the dead, healing. I hear about a child die. Did their child die prematurely because the enemy knew of that child's future? He or she was going to come and be a hindrance in his kingdom. Children in my family. That the enemy has come after them. And it's not God's will. And that's what God has been telling me to tell you. It's not his will. Oh, well, it must be God's will for this person to die prematurely. No. Did you pray for that person? Did you intercede? Did you pray and fast? Did you have a relationship with God? Time for the saints to have a relationship with God. Now, before it's too late. To the next generation, and we have not prepared the next generation. We are in a spiritual war. So we need the spirit world control of the natural world. We need to utilize every spiritual weapon to defeat the enemy so that what we are praying for will manifest in the natural world. What we are fasting for, what we are sounding the shofar for, so we can take that positive action in the natural world so it will manifest the natural world. And one last thing. Do you remember when you were a child, someone said, you need to pray about it? The older, wiser person would tell you that you need to pray about it. That is why. They were saying, you need to pray about it, because they knew the power that prayer had. But the power of prayer and fasting has healed people, same nations, and started revival. And we want a revival to start in America. We want a revival to start in the UK, in Africa, in Australia, in China. In Jamaica. Puerto Rico. We want Virgin Islands. but we need you to help us. So we are calling it fast from Sunset Wednesday to Sunset Saturday this week. And I believe we're going to alternate each week. So the first and third week, we're going to do Fast Saturday. And from Sunset Saturday to in the fourth week. It's time that the saints read their own Bible to learn the truth, to ask the Holy Ghost to help them. So I have a challenge because after my cousin died unexpectedly last year, I am committed to helping a billion saints to recommit their lives to Yeshua and a billion converts to commit their lives to Yeshua. And we start by praying prayer. Number one, the saints, believers, commitment prayer at www.manifestthetruth.com/prayer-1.html. That's manifestthetruth.com/prayer-1.html. So tomorrow we are concentrating on other inhabitants. In our nation, that includes residences and cultures, past and present. So thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day. Shalom.